eagle.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
Standing in the Gap Ministries presents Mary Margaret Brown, the world's leading authority on angels.
Greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Mary Margaret Brown of Standing in the Gap Ministries. And today we're going to talk to you about a subject that the Lord wanted me to take up. And I don't much like to talk on this, but it's the subject of the Masons. So many people belong to the Masons. So many people ascribe or give to that. So all those children on television tell you to love the Masons. Well, I want you to know who the Masons are. They're an occultic group, and the devil is in charge of them. As you would inspect, the devil has tried to delay or even stop this message, but it needs to be addressed. John Ankerberg, John Weldon, and Dr. Martin, who's deceased, and Josh McDowell are a few of the authors of this subject. And many of you listening have friends and families in the Masons. But the experience which stands out in my mind came from my own father to mother when he refused to swear such an ungodly oath to join. He told her the world would never make such a good God, awful oath. I do suggest before I begin that you go to your local Christian bookstore and purchase a book for yourself. Masonic is known as Freemasons, or the Lodge is an order that began early in the 18th century in London, England, in 1717. The Lodge is also a secret society. To maintain its secret, Masonry used secret oaths and secret rituals. Masonic, they try to tell you they're to help you in your beliefs and men to come into harmony based upon their teachings. This includes the Muslims, the Jews, the Hindus, the Mormons, we believe in one God. We can't fellowship with those who don't believe that. The Buddhists and Christians, all of these are spiritual sons of God. The Bible does not teach such heresy. There is only one God. The second foundational belief is that reforming personal character and practicing good works will secure God's favor. They call it the celestial lodge above. This sounds okay to the universalist church and its tenets, not Christianity and scripture. This Ephesians 2:8-9. By grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of your own self doing. It is the gift of God, not because of your works, lest a man should boast. From the foundational tenets of Masonry to Christianity, salvation experience are polar opposites. Why would any Christian want to belong to any secret society? Let's get back to our subject. There are several different definitions of Masonry. So how can one find truth if one does not have philosophy that all agree on? Masonry represents different things to different people. There is no single definition. Henry Wilson says the fraternity has no central authority to deal its creed and no censor of books to check aberrations. Different Masons give different views of Masonry, and in large part this has been tolerated. Many Masons do not care about history or doctrines. and many do not know of it, occultic practices. Yes, I said, occultic practices. If you're in the cult, you know you're serving Satan. Before any individual takes the oath and spends his time and money, he should attain sufficient information about the Masons and this organization. A vast amount of literature exists, 100,000 volumes of ministry, of 600 analytical works, in addition, and exposés by Byers, Harris, McQuaid, and these are just a few of the people who write an expose on this secret society. In a survey sent to all 50 Grand Lodges in the nation, Coyle, Newton, and Mackey were the three leading Masonic authorities. Masons have two different approaches to reach the 33rd degree of Masonry. One is the York Rite, and the other is the Scottish Rite. This sounds like steps of the Illuminati, which is depicted, and they owe the dollar bill, the pyramid. The eye is a symbol of Satan. The beginning of both is the Blue Lodge. These are merely stepping stones to the higher tree of the lodge. They need to give a definition of truth without all the definitions that they give. The initiate must demonstrate he is worthy of receiving them, but with so many different truths, what is their truth? Albert Pike, in his book Morals and Dogmas, observes, Masonry, like all religions, all mysteries, and is a secret from all except the adepts of the sages or the elect worthy, and use of false explanations and misinterpretations of its symbols to mislead and conceal the truth, which it calls light, from them, and to draw them away from the truth is not for those who are unworthy. Does that lend itself to the blood of Christ making us worthy? Now the truth, Jesus, and he will make you free. Who is the deceiver of the brethren in Scripture? That's none other than Satan. The Masons, according to this decree, even to its own members, because some are judged unworthy. In 1948, the New Age boasted that some 10,000 adults were linked ten million were linked indirectly or directly to the Masons. First, observe that Masons have dominated the Supreme Court. He concludes that it may be why the High Court to move the nation away from Judeo-Christians. And that value, an epoch of revolution, any liberalism with far-reaching consequences. In the B degree of the Scottish Rite, the oath reads, furthermore, promise and swear to use every means in your power to contribute with all your might to the propaganda of the liberal ideas, wherever it may be. According to records, 14 presidents have been Masons. And there are 14 vice presidents. I was amazed to learn in this research that two senators were 33 degree Masons, Bob Dole, and the other was Robert Byrd. People of all walks of life and the least are listed in the books of the Salvation. The order of the Eastern Star is intended for wives, daughters, and female relatives of the Masons to be indoctrinated there. Dr. Morris is considered the founder of the sisterhood and called himself the most worshipful grandmaster of Masons. In Kentucky and Kentucky between 1855 and 59, they conferred the title of Master Builder to the Order of the Eastern Star. Fortunate for my family, my sister and sister-in-law were blackballed when they sought membership in this organization. Yes, they sought membership but couldn't find it. They were blackballed. In other words, if the members there rolled out a blackball, then you're blackballed. It is my personal opinion that any time a person joins a secret organization of dubious truths and see forbidden knowledge or listen to Eastern Star teaching, life is a labyrinth that through which we would wander blindly were it not for all-seeing eye that watches over us, an all-powerful hand that guides us on our way. This order found on a belief in the existence of supreme being. No, his name is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That all-seeing eye on the dollar bill comes to mind as Satan in the Illuminati. We do not worship a supreme being but God in his holy temple by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which gives us freely admittance into the throne room of God. God says everything secret will be revealed, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. Shun secret societies, rituals, and symbolism. Bring everything you do into the scrutiny of God, for it's God's word. I hope this has helped you. I don't know why, but the Lord wanted me to work on this, and I did. And I have made many discoveries in this that I know is not of God, but I see this on television all the time. These kids praying for you to help. And, it's pitiful because the kids don't know. But that's an occultic society, and if you give to it, you're giving to the devil. That's all I can say. You have to learn to know who you're dealing with in this world, because Satan goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He'll try to trick you in every way he can to come into his kingdom. Sometimes we doubt things, and we know that we shouldn't, because God is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through him. So we want to caution you today, don't give in to the people. Don't give in to this society, because it's not of the Lord. The Lord is not in secret societies. He's always open, and he's always fresh, and he's always truthful. They don't have truth. They tell you they have, but they don't have truth. So today, if you've been asked by anybody to join the Masons, and maybe you think it's going to help you find a job, well, it's going to help you find your way into purgatory. Not purgatory, but you know where, the bad place, where there's wailing and the gnashing of teeth and crying out to God. But it's too late then. So you have to be able to know who is the way, the truth, and life. That's Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I see we're about out of time. I want to remind you, this is Mary Margaret Brown of Standing in the Gap Ministries. Have faith in a mighty God. Thank you for listening.
The preceding program paid for by Mary Margaret Brown with Standing in the Gap Ministries. Mary Margaret would love to hear from you today. Give her a call at 859-275-1103. That's 859 area code 275-1103. Join us again next Saturday morning at 9:15 for Standing in the Gap.
Did you know you can vote early?